Hi, this is Ray McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Turkey called Tuesday for a ground operation with its international allies to end the war in Syria. A Turkish official said his country is pushing for the involvement of the U.S. and other allies in ground operations against the Islamic State group. The official spoke on condition of anonymity. Also, the United Nations announced Tuesday that aid convoys are being sent to besieged towns in Syria. Campaigning for Uganda's elections officially came to a close Tuesday. All the main presidential candidates held rallies. Elizabeth Paulett has more.
Tensions and uncertainty were high after the arrest Monday of presidential candidate Kizza Besigye. Although Besigye was held for only a short period of time, his arrest sparked massive protests at Makerere University and in downtown Kampala. Police dispersed the crowds with tear gas and live ammunition, resulting in multiple injuries and one fatality. Besigye was allowed to campaign on the final day and given a police-sanctioned route away from President Yoweri Museveni's final rally at the city's airstrip. Elizabeth Polov, Kampala.
The Association of Southeast Asian Nations Summit is focusing Tuesday on the long-term peace, security, and prosperity for Southeast Asia. U.S. President Barack Obama hosted the talks for a second day in California.
One of my main messages over the past 2 days has been the commitment of the United States to ASEAN and its people. That commitment is and will remain strong and enduring. With our strategic partnership, we have a framework to guide our ties for decades to come.
President Obama. Four of the world's biggest oil-producing nations moved to freeze their production Tuesday. They are trying to stop a drop in the price of crude oil, which has resulted from a glut of petroleum on world markets. This is VOA News. Pope Francis said Mass for Mexican priests, nuns, and seminarians Tuesday in the state of Michoacán. Francis offered words of encouragement to Mexican clergy as they tried to minister to a country racked by drug violence and corruption. He urged Mexico's clergy not to resign themselves to a society dominated by drug-fueled violence and corruption. Senior European Union leaders are expressing their commitment to help Britain remain in the bloc before a two-day summit that opens Thursday. British Prime Minister David Cameron won a commitment from European Parliament President Martin Schulz that the legislative body will do its utmost to back any fair deal on the reforms being sought by Mr. Cameron.
I gave to the Prime Minister a clear signal for our commitment in the European Parliament to be as constructive as necessary and as possible, that we try to find a fair compromise.
EU Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker said Tuesday the bloc is not planning for any British departure. President Barack Obama says the U.S. Constitution is pretty clear that when there's a vacancy on the Supreme Court, the Senate is to consider whoever the president nominates. Obama told reporters in Rancho Mirage, California Tuesday he challenges anyone to give him a plausible rationale on why the Senate should refuse to hold a hearing on his choice to replace the late Justice Antonin Scalia. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, a Republican, says he will refuse to hold hearings on Mr. Obama's nominee. He says the next president should be the one to make that appointment. Former United Nations Secretary General Boutros-Ghali has died. He was 93. Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko made a surprise request Tuesday for the resignation of Prime Minister Arseniy Yatsenyuk. The request came in the face of what is perceived to be a government failure to fight corruption and overcome an economic crisis. A short time later, the government won a parliamentary no-confidence vote. Despite heavy criticism from members, the action means the government will not have to call new elections and that Mr. Yatsenyuk will remain in office for the time being. Prosecutors in Germany say human error was the cause of last week's fatal head-on train crash in Bavaria. They say they have opened a criminal investigation of the train dispatcher. Former French President Nicolas Sarkozy was questioned Tuesday in connection with a financial scandal involving his unsuccessful re-election bid in 2012. Mr. Sarkozy appeared in a Paris courtroom Tuesday to face judges investigating allegations that his campaign managed to conceal unauthorized spending. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.